if you're embodied in a Daika's body, the things that you pay attention to, the things that make you happy, the things that make you frightened and terrified. And knowing those things allow me, because of my imagination, to fantasize the nature of being a Daika in that place. And while a sort of, you know, city-dwelling Westerner may dismiss that as being fantasy, actually, I know it isn't, because I can go into a piece of forest and reliably I will find Daikas of this type in that forest, precisely because I'm making the same sorts of decisions and understanding that environment from their point of view. And that goes for whatever animal you become adept at hunting. I'm just using this particular example because you started with that. And so that, you know, when I go pig hunting, I'm thinking like a pig. And if you talk to many hunters who really live by hunting, they speak about becoming the animal. Their consciousness enters into that animal's consciousness, and it becomes a very deep connection, a deep relationship between the hunter and the hunted.